the badger. After breakfast the next morning, we must have a victory party. Told, you must ride and invite all our friends for tonight.
What? Me do all the work?
Said Toad crossly.
Why?
He suddenly stopped, then said,
Yes, of course, I'll do everything. I'll plan the party and the singing and...
Oh, no, said the rat.
You're not going to sing any of your songs.
Not just one little song?
Asked Toad miserably.
No, Toadie, you know very well that your songs are all about you and how clever you are. They are just one long boast.
Come on now, Toad, said the badger kindly. You know that you have to change your ways and become a sensible animal. Why not begin now? What better moment could there be on your return to Toad Hall?
Toad looked at his three friends' serious faces. For a long while he seemed to be thinking deeply. At last he spoke.
My friends, you're right, he said sadly, and I'm wrong. From today, I will be a very different Toad. You'll never be ashamed of me again.
The party was a great success. Everyone wanted to hear about the battle, and there was a lot of noisy talking and laughing. But Toad was not at all noisy. He moved quietly round the room, making sure that everyone had enough to eat and drink. He said very little about the battle, only, Oh, it was Badger's clever plan, and the mole and the rat did all the hard fighting. His three friends watched him with their mouths open in surprise, which pleased Toad very much. Towards the end of the evening, some of the younger animals started banging on the table and shouting,
Toad song! Mr. Toad song!
But Toad only shook his head gently and immediately began a quiet conversation with Otter, asking in an interested voice about his children. He was, indeed, a different Toad.